How's it going, guys? Before we start this episode, I just want to let you know that the actor's strike is over and GTA 6 was revealed literally a couple of hours after we recorded this episode. So you'll be wondering why we're talking the way we are. Well, it's because we recorded before those two things happen. Anyway, enjoy the show. Welcome everybody to the PlayStation 5, a central podcast. We give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5 of this upcoming games. I'm joined by Peter Quill. Jordan, how are you?
Peter Quill, where did I get that from? Is that from the game. Video game? From the game one?
Get it, Gamora. It's your turn, Rocket. Shoot it and boot it, Groot.
Do you think they're doing a sequel to that game?
I really would like it if they did. I don't think so, though. I'd really like it if they would.
I just think the actors have all gone quiet. Maybe they're working on something else, but
maybe.
You know what I mean?
It'd be awesome if they did, because there's some things in Guardians that I haven't seen Guardians 3 yet, but there's some Guardian stuff that wasn't touched on there that could be really cool to touch on, like a Nihilus and the cosmic stuff that's gone on there. So it could be really cool, but. Yeah, it'd be awesome to see them stick to their guns and go, we believe in this. Let's do another one. Because I reckon you could say it was great.
Yeah, you look back and say that was a great game, not a good game.
Yeah, I think it's better than good. Yeah, yeah. And not without faults. Definitely had faults, but.
What was your score in the end at 8?
A very solid 8.
Yeah.
Very, very solid 8.
Yeah, I think it's a 7 or 8. I think they deserve a sequel, but whether they'll get one or not, I know it didn't sell that
worst
great.
Worst games have gotten sequels.
Well, that's true, definitely.
That's my thing. So,
Knack 2 springs to mind.
God.
Who knows
that,
why that.
The fact that Knack in the first place saw the light of day is like, really? Remember when everyone thought that was going to be the next Little Big Planet?
Yeah, that didn't pan out, did it?
No.
I never actually played the second one.
I don't believe I played it.
Yeah, I don't think I played the second one in the end. No.
I have not thought about Knack in a good long while.
I brought it back for you. Yeah. So, Jordan, just as we're creating this episode here, November 8th in Australia, it's some big news has come out. And it's not confirmed, but GTA 6 trailer supposedly going to be released later this week. This is from Jason Schreier from Bloomberg. He thinks there's an imminent reveal of GTA 6 due to their 25th anniversary in December.
This doesn't even classify as big news. This is like titanic, colossal news. This is news that only happens. This is on the scale of Microsoft buying Activision news, really. Like, this is game-changing.
It's basically the biggest possible news story you could think of when that trailer drops, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of feasible news stories that would actually happen, 1,000%. To a game that we know has been coming for the last 10 years, but damn, we're finally going to get a trailer for it. I don't even think you can say finally. Because finally makes it seem like they've been teasing us, which they haven't. There hasn't been a single tease.
Finally because we've been waiting for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's the finally part. Everyone's so excited for it. We know it's in Miami. We know it's a Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing with a male and a female protagonist because that was actually leaked, by the way. Unless they've changed things, which I don't think they can in that short of time. So we know a few things about it. But, you know, typically their trailers don't give everything away. So, but the community will go in and find the voice actors and do all this digging and they'll find all this information just out of that small trailer. They'll dissect the absolute fuck out of it. And you end up, you know, with a few little tidbits as well that come out of it. Yeah. So,
from what I remember, the trailers are usually like a song or a piece of music that sort of gives the vibe that they're going for. And then it's just a montage of shots, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that's what a lot of trailers are, but it's
They've got their own style, yeah.
It's definitely a style, and because I can like I can hear the San Andreas music to the trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can hear it. And it's very distinct. It's very rock star. And it's very slow moving. You'll see some cars driving by. Maybe like that shot where it's like looking from the road up and you see the car drive past. We'll see some characters walking down the road. Maybe we'll get a bit of a glimpse at the main characters we'll be playing at. This is exciting because this doesn't happen often. Like 10 years since Grand Theft Auto, at least.
It's making a lot of sense to me now that next year is looking very soft because everyone is stepping away from the juggernaut, aren't they? 2024 GTA 6, I'm calling it now, October release date.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. No one wants to compete with this thing. It's going to be the best-selling game of all time, or the fastest, I should say, fastest-selling game of all time, and then go on to probably be in the top five of all time. But yeah, talk about – I don't think they can actually hit the hype. They're going to have to pull something. It's going to be tough. The amount of hype around this game is unlike anything I've ever seen.
It is definitely unreal. If there's a studio that can deliver on that, it's Rockstar.
I mean, it's been 10 years, so they've got – at least they've had the time to put into it. But not that they've been – I don't think they've been working on it for 10 years, but I'm sure they probably have actually.
All right. Probably not developing it for 10 years, but
pre-production and
pre-pro, getting it all moving. Think about the amount of dialogue that will need to be recorded from this just for the poor old innocent pedestrians who have to put up with our mayhem and chaos as soon as this game drops.
I'm curious.
All that sort of stuff.
GTA, right? They are known to push the boundaries of, let's say, social constructs or, you know, the last game came out 10 years ago and the world has changed in the last 10 years. Let me put it that way, right? Do you think they're going to play by the rule books or are they going to play by their own rule book?
How many pandemic jokes are they going to cram down our throats? It's going to be a cramdemic, I tell you what. There'll be that many. How many like absolute psychos on the street rambling about 5G? And all this sort of nonsense will they have put into this game? Yeah, because they really are like snapshots of a moment in time, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's coming off Red Dead, the most detailed game of all time. I got high expectations for this.
Yeah.
You know?
High expectations, but if anyone can deliver, it will be them.
So hopefully we do see this teaser come out later this week. If not, hopefully we see this trailer for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
For now, it is still rumors, nothing confirmed, but usually I think the Red Dead, they just changed their logo to red. That's all it took for everyone to know. So who knows what they'll do with this. Maybe they'll just change the logo again on their social medias.
Yeah. They'll change the R in the Rockstar thing to a 6 or something. People will lose their minds.
Because, you know, when I watch these game awards like Jeff Keighley and you look at the chat and all the people are saying, where's GTA 6? It's like they would never use his show to do it. They don't need to use any of these shows. They do it themselves.
Not meaning to speak down to anyone who's on those shows.
No. I mean,
you know, or to the people who run them. But Rockstar don't need you. Rockstar will do their own thing and it will be an event. It'll be an event as big and as talked about as the Game Awards, as Summer Games Fest, as any of these shows, because that's how wide and expansive their reputation is.
Yeah, no. The Game Awards is a great show. That's 30 days away. I'm looking forward to it, actually. Yeah.
Already? But we've got to do our predictions soon.
30 days. A few weeks we'll be doing predictions,
yeah.
Hopefully next week we've seen something when we come back next week.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
And on Vike, by the way, Vike hasn't been on this podcast in a while. He should be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's actually away on his honeymoon at the moment.
He's on his honeymoon. So he's had a flow-on effect of busyness. And then he said he can't wait to come back, basically, is what he told me.
Yeah, we can't wait to have him back.
Yeah. He's annoying, but we love him. We love him. No, we love him. Okay, Jordan, let's get into some of these other stories. The PS Plus Essential Games that can be downloaded now on PS5 and PS4. We've got Aliens Fireteam Elite, Dragon Ball, The Breakers, and Mafia 2 Definitive Edition. I've heard a lot of people saying this is the worst selection. I don't think it's that bad.
It's pretty lackluster.
I know Mafia 2 runs at 30 frames, so that's annoys people a little bit. And I know Alien Fireteam isn't the greatest game, very repetitive. Yeah, I guess we are paying for this service, so you do expect a little bit more. I've never played Dragon Ball Breakers, so I can't comment on that one. I think that came out last year to mediocre reviews. The Alien game, I kind of want people to just try it out a little bit because there is something there when you're playing with friends. You can't play it alone. You won't have fun playing alone. If you play with friends, there is something there. Just not sure about this week, Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's pretty lackluster. Mafia, a game that is fine, and it's a remastered of a fine game.
Mm.
This Dragon Ball Breakers, I never heard of. Never
came
ever
out last
heard
year
of.
To mediocre response. Yeah.
Yeah. So my understanding is it's like one of those asymmetrical sort of Friday the 13th Texas Chainsaw games where you're playing as one of seven to take down a Boo or a Cell or a Freezer or something like that from Dragon Ball. Am I on the right track?
Yeah.
It sounds really cool. The fact that I haven't heard from it probably speaks volumes that it's probably just not hitting.
If you look at how many Dragon Ball Z games there's been, it's insane.
My goodness.
So many. They've flogged that IP to the ground.
I would want to know what has had more games since 2000, Sonic or Dragon Ball? Because many Sonic games come out. I'm like, are any of these actually good?
Well, according to my sources here, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which is the last one I played, I loved it, sold 4.5 million units, bringing the total Dragon Ball Z sales to 66 million sold of all the Dragon Ball Z games.
I really would have thought that'd be more. That's a lot of copies. I'm more thinking it should have been more because there's just so many Dragon Ball games. There's so many.
It looks like the Xenoverse series was the best seller.
They're the fighting games, are they? Or are they the...
Well, I don't know what to call these games. They're kind of their own genre, but I guess you say fighting. You say action, role-playing, fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, hang on. It was... So Kakarot was that open-world RPG.
The fighting games, the Fighters, is called Fighters, by the way.
Fighters, yeah.
Fighters,
but is it Fighters or is it Fighter Z? But it's Fighters, but the Z's big at the end with a space at the end, but it's Fighters. But it looks like Fighter Z.
Hey, that sold
Ball
8 million.
Z.
That's sold
it's
8
Dragon
million.
Ball
that's
Z,
bad.
So you think it'd be Dragon Ball Fighter Z, but it's not. It's Fighters. Like, really? Are we going to do this?
I know. They love Z. Let's just say they love the letter
love
Z. They're keeping
the
it going.
Yeah. And then Aliens Fireteam Elite, I haven't heard too much about, but I thought that was the stinky one. Or am I thinking of Colonial Marines?
It was like a 6 or 7 out of 10. It was all right with friends. I was just saying before when you left it. I say to people, give it a chance with friends, 3-player, and put it on the hardest difficulty. But playing by yourself on regular difficulty, you're not going to get anything out of it. Yeah,
yeah.
Very repetitive in many aspects. But if you're a big Alien Universe fan, then you might get something out of it. Okay, and then another thing that was announced, Jordan, you and me popped off. Rocket League, which is an amazing game from over the years. They're adding in Lightning McQueen from Disney, from the Cars films.
How good's that?
Dude, that looks sick.
So
it'll probably cost
$2,000. Now, man.
Oh, so out now.
That now. Oh, what are we doing after?
Shit. Oh, it's going to cost £18. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's like $30.
30 Australian. There's no way. It couldn't be 30 for a skin.
I ain't doing that. $30. So it's a bundle. So you get the bundle will include 3 decals straight from the film, a banner, 3 sets of wheels, a goal explosion sending out his ka-chow catchphrase, and the Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts player anthem. Yeah, right.
Cars 1 and 2 were good. Don't know about 3.
Oh, 2 was abysmal.
I didn't mind 2. Hold on. Maybe I'm getting them wrong.
So, 1 is obviously a classic.
Yeah.
2, I don't know what got into the water down at Pixar for number 2, because 2 was horrendous.
Was it? Okay.
And then 3 is like the proper sequel to 1. Or it feels like the sequel that comes out years later. It honestly feels a bit like Creed to Rocky.
Which is the one with Lewis Hamilton. Do you remember?
I want to say that's 2.
You're right. 2's the worst one because 3 has Storm, right? The sick black car.
Yeah, I think so. And 2 is like this spy movie where that is, it's so bad.
Jackson Storm, yeah. Yeah, so I got it wrong. So 1 and 3 are good. 2's the bad one. You're right.
Yeah. 2 might be the worst Pixar movie ever.
Was it that bad?
It is really bad. It seems like, you know how there's those animation companies who just completely rip off other styles and movies and that sort of thing?
It's like
that's been done. And it was called Races or something.
The review here from David, he says, a fairly disastrous sequel.
So bad. I reckon that's putting it lightly. I can't speak lower of this absolute trash heap of a movie. And I'm not normally the negative person, but goodness me, no one ever watched Cars 2 ever. It's so bad.
I kind of want to watch it now. I might have to watch the trilogy.
I don't know anyone who would be call themselves a Pixar fan or a fan of cinema that could possibly say they like Cars 2. It's that bad.
Jesus. All right, write in if you like Cars 2, guys.
So then we can block you.
Okay, a couple more quick stories before we get to some media ones. Omni-Man is coming out this week for Mortal Kombat.
He is.
Omni-Man, played by J.K. Simmons, who's doing a lot of video game work these days. So that's the Invincible crossover DLC. And I believe they're doing a season 2 for that show, right?
Yep, that's out now. So I think it's dropping week by week. So episode 1 came out last week.
So that's why they've got it out now. It's a good marketing play.
Yeah, very good.
Should I watch that show?
So I can't speak to the show too much. I haven't finished the first season. I read the entire comic run and loved it to bits. So when the show came out originally a few years ago, I was getting towards the end of the show. And I was getting towards the end of the books. I watched the first 3 episodes of the show. And going back all that way while I was still reading the tail end of the run just didn't feel right. And I wanted to finish the books first. So now that I've finished them and now that I have season 2 out, I'm trying to juggle watching that with a few of the other things I'm trying to catch up on. So it is a pretty good show. The animation in season 1's not great. It's like, it's fine, but it's not amazing. But season 2 picks it up from
Amazon, right?
Amazon, yeah. And like animation aside, if they continue with the story that's set out in the comics, in the Kirkman created comics, it's going to be an amazing season 2.
It's from Walking Dead. The creator of Walking Dead. Same dude
from Walking Dead. Yeah.
What a legend, man.
Yeah.
So, knows how to print money. So this character of Omni-Man, for people that don't know him, what's some characteristics? Is there someone you could compare him to?
He's basically Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very, very a more ruthless Superman, I would say.
Okay. Probably Superman and Homelander somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I say ruthless because Invincible gets quite violent and graphic. Not to the extent of The Boys, where The Boys are sort of over the top graphic.
Okay.
Invincible's, quite gory. But like people punching through other people and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, he's just a bit more aggressive than a Superman would be considered.
Cool. And speaking last one, we're doing a lot of speaking about movies and shows today, just out of the random luck. But Last of Us Season 2 is filming early next year. So we will get it in 2025.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, the strike's not actually over.
No, so it's not.
As it's happening, the strike isn't over. So I'm assuming this is like a, this is what we plan to do once the strike's over. There was actually a bit of an update on that. Apparently the studios and stuff gave the union like, hey, this is our last final offer. This is what we're willing to do. And the Screen Actors Guild and stuff had to go back and look at it. It's not looking
good. Do you know
good.
Why?
I don't
Because why? they still wanted to be able to use their likeness in perpetuity. And the actors are saying, well, you can use it, but you need to give us a fee every time you use it, and you have to ask for permission. And they didn't want to do that. We're still going on about the same argument. It's crazy. Yeah. So I think the studios will have to give in eventually. I mean, these you need these actors to do all, to continue with all these properties they've got. You can't just start using new non-unionized actors. It's not going to work. No. You're not going to bring bums to seats.
No.
As much as the movie star is kind of dead these days, they're not that dead. You still need them. So
yeah, I don't know whether it's dead or more that it's just evolved.
It's just evolved, yeah.
Yeah, or devolved. You could say devolved because they're not what they used to be. There's not like Lego is the last one.
Yeah, Tom Cruise probably. Yeah, but not maybe there's not
Tom
many.
Hanks. Tom
there's
Hanks.
Not many.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, mate. Anyone that's Tom. yeah, so that I actually think it's slated to enter production next year, but I'm curious who's going to play Abby. Really curious who's going to play Abby. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a hell of a few years.
Isn't it so sad that people are so dumb? It's fine to disagree with something.
I think they're going to change it.
To go out of your way. To go out of your way. Nah, there's no chance to change it.
You know, I reckon? I think they're going to change
not
the core story beats, but the way it's structured, they're going to change. Definitely.
I reckon they might double down and make it even worse.
Really? Yeah. Damn, man. Oh, it's just funny because like our partners and just random people that don't play the game love Pedro Pascal. And I'm just thinking, guys, don't get too attached.
Because I'm assuming part two will be over two seasons, I don't think it'll happen as early. So I think we might get a bit more front loading in Jackson beforehand.
I am kind of worried. I agree, but I am kind of worried that we might be over The Last of Us in a few years. It might be too much with the show, part three game, the possible multiplayer. Do you have those concerns?
Nah, because it's think about how much Walking Dead we got before we got over that. It took a lot.
When was that? That was probably, when was the height of that popularity? Probably 2011, around that time?
Yeah. Because it was really popular first season. Then we had the farm season because of the strikes. Yeah. Pretty sure that was the strike.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a problem. I reckon when they were at the prison.
Yeah.
The prison was probably the...
The show started to really lose its viewership after the Glenn episode.
Do you know, I didn't last much longer after that.
No, episode. No one did. I don't think anyone did.
And it wasn't because of Glenn.
No.
And that scene with Negan is one of my favorite scenes ever in TV or movies for that matter. I've rarely been as captivated by a villain as I was during that scene because he held the attention of that screen for almost a full 10 minutes. No one else talks. It's just him monologuing. And then, I don't know what it was. Don't know. It became too slow of a burn.
And now they've got a what's his name? Daryl Dixon.
There's a Maggie one.
All these spinoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time for them. Okay. Jordan, God of War DLC.
Yes.
Has been thrown around lately.
Yep.
That could be in development at Santa Monica Studio and could be a standalone launch title, much like Miles Morales, the Spider-Man game.
Surely that's the best way to do it. Don't do it attached to Ragnarok in terms of you need to have Ragnarok to do this. Make it standalone. Make it its own thing. I think the term is expand alone. make it an expand alone.
I haven't
title.
Heard that one.
is the ticket.
Yeah, apparently the Game Awards could be the place where it's unveiled.
So, Dan, if it's going to be unveiled and it's going to be a thing, two different questions. Mm. What do you think it will be? What do you hope it will be?
They're two different things. What I think it will be is an Atreus game, as everyone does. That's not a very hot take. It's probably the logical thing of where we go from here. What I would like it to be is a game where we play as Thor or someone like that. Now, that has me intrigued. Playing as Atreus, that was the worst part of the last game, so, you know, probably not at my cup of tea. I'll still play it, but what do you think?
When you say someone like that, are you saying like
Yeah. I'm trying to dance around it a little bit. Yeah.
I'm trying to motion to Dan through. Hey, let me pop it in the chat. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Someone like that as well. Yeah, exactly.
I think that could be a really cool and different way. I sort of agree with you in terms of what I think it will be.
Mm.
I sort of hope it's not, though, because how long is this going to be? Is it going to be 12 hours? Is it going to be 4 hours? What are we looking at? If it's only going to be like 4 hours, I don't want it to be an Atreus thing because I don't think that gives us enough time to flesh it out. Do you know what could be really cool? If we got a Sindri thing, or if it tied into where Sindri goes at the end of Ragnarok. That could be really cool.
Well, I definitely see that happening too, because you have to conclude his story and you have to conclude Atreus's story. They're the two characters that have the biggest open end, sort of.
Something's got to happen now because it just seems like there's too many loose ends for this to end the way it has.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, Kratos and whatever, he can go on to Egypt in the next game if that's what they're going to do with him. And I always think the reason I say I want to play as Thor is because you remember that part in the campaign where Thor goes off and just smashes all these guys in the volcanic area? Yeah. I kind of wish we went over there and played as him in that section, you know?
Yeah, that could be all right.
They probably thought about it and thought, this is just too much. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I see it being Atreus, same gameplay as Ragnarok, but a slightly evolved version.
Maybe gets an actual sword and not just a bow.
Yeah, definitely. You'll get a sword.
Or put blades on his bow, like his green arrow or something.
Look, we'll go in with mediocre expectations. Well, I will, and I'll end up being blown away. I mean, they always do well.
My expectations are hinged on whatever the premise is. I don't think it'll be anything less than great. Santa Monica have shown us that they're in the upper echelon of developers across the landscape, not just
but
Sony.
Exactly right. But this isn't the Corey Barlog?
No, it's not. Well, we don't think it is anyway. We don't really know what he's doing. Maybe he doesn't
even
know.
This couldn't be his. Surely this wouldn't be his.
No, I wouldn't think so.
This is just a side.
The only way I could see it being his is if this is what he wanted to do after Ragnarok. Because you know how there were some things that he apparently told the director of Ragnarok that these things have to happen. The rest of it is up to you. Unless the things he told him that had to happen are what leads up to Atreus as part of the story for this DLC, maybe I could see it being Corey's game.
That's what's weird. Why is he telling him where that has to go when he's working on a new IP possibly?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It doesn't add up.
I agree.
He's running the show even though he's not working on it. He's still running the story beats maybe because they trust him. Maybe that's just all it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that could be a big reveal, though, at the Game Awards.
It's huge. Yeah, absolutely huge.
I'm expecting a few big reveals there. There's usually two or three to walk away with.
You reckon we get any Sony stuff before the end of the year?
You know, I do see Death Stranding being revealed there. Another trailer being revealed. I do see that happening because of their connection, no pun intended, Jeff and Kojima.
Because of their strands?
Yeah, and Jeff was in the game as a face.
The new genre, man. There's a new genre of games. It's a Strand game.
It's not a new genre, Hideo. I'm sorry, mate. Is it Hideo or is it someone?
Hideo.
Because someone I know said the name. I don't know. Was it Jackson? I don't know who it was, but they said Hideo.
I'm sure if you – so, like, the way we would say it is Hideo – and I'm Hideo sure if you were saying it properly, it's probably like Hideo, and it's probably not even Kojima either. It's probably Kojima.
Yeah, we're probably completely butchering.
Yeah, like I'm not even like joking around there. I reckon if you heard him say his own name, he won't say it the exact way, same way we say it. It's like when you hear a French person say croissant, and they're like, "Wow," and we're like, "Yeah, croissant. You got a croissant, ham and cheese on your croissant." He's like, "Ugh,
yeah, croissant." Yeah, I see. I see Death Stranding being there, and then I see probably one surprise, maybe a Hellblade or, I don't know, something like that. Something that's kind of coming out next year.
There's a few games that I'm sick of
hearing about, and Hellblade's one of them.
Hellblade is one of them.
That's because you can't play it.
No, but I didn't even play the original. I'm just like, can we stop saying, because every year we say, it's got to come, it's got to be this year, it's got to be this year, and it's not. The game ever coming out, is it real? Is it not real? What's the deal?
In many respects, the gameplay they showed looked like a tech demo in many respects. I watched it again last month, but also it's like, wow, this looks impressive, but is this the full game? It's just a tough one. So
yeah,
who knows? Who knows? But yeah, we'll do another episode on the Game Awards in the coming weeks, doing our little predictions.
We'll do our predictions for the winners and predictions for what we think might pop up.
Yeah, last year you won, Jordan. You beat us last year. So you're the man to beat.
That's me.
Elden Ring obviously won last year, Game of the Year. And God of War was up there. But Elden Ring kind of sweeped, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jordan, also going back to The Last of Us, the multiplayer is still in the works.
Yeah, so a dev, Vineet Agarwal, posted a tweet talking about how he'd beaten Super Mario Wonder, and then he ended that tweet with, "Yes, I'm still working on that game," referring to the Naughty Dog Last of Us multiplayer project. So it seems like it's still being worked on. We heard that it was put on ice, and whether that means it's just being slowed, whether that means it's being cancelled, stopped, we don't know. But this would make it appear that the game is still being worked on. And this guy's the game director. So it's not just he's a dev. So this Vineet Agarwal is the game director. So he's not just a dev. He, if anyone knows, it's probably going to be him. And yeah, he says he's still working on it. So stay tuned, I guess. This is another game I'm sick of hearing of.
Yeah, because, it's getting ridiculous.
Because if I had to sacrifice this just to get Last of Us 3, I would.
Well, maybe they've changed the direction of this game to something completely different.
Yeah,
in the last couple of years, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's single player. Maybe it's something that we're not expecting.
Yeah.
Maybe they are going Battle Royale like I want. Who knows?
I reckon it'd be cool if they pivoted completely, turned it single player and made it a offshoot. This is a different part of the country. Did we know? And you know that the concept art that they showed, do we know where that even is? Like where it's
where
set?
It is? No, it was an American state. I don't know which one.
Yeah, but I know it's somewhere in America, but I can't remember where it was
all
set.
They had to do, Jordan, was plop 50 players in the city and make it battle royale, fight to the death. That's all they had to do. And you would have had an incredible game on your hands.
Mm-hmm. That's
I think.
Getting extra story would have been nice, but yeah, you're 100% right. That's all they needed to do.
Or just do what they did with the last game's multiplayer. Actually, it was great.
Yeah, can I be honest? I would have just settled for last time's multiplayer.
Yeah, just upgrade that. Like,
yeah.
Man. Kills me. Yeah, they had a unique concept with the surviving the, was it the weeks?
Yeah, so, like the, yeah, you had to get by the weeks and everything, and you'd lose people. Like if you didn't play well in those multiplayer games and you lost, you'd lose supplies and food and medicine.
That's a good way to keep people playing as well, you know, bit of a hook that you don't see very often besides, you know, the typical you're level four now, you're level five, you're six.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Before we go, what have you played this week, if anything, Jordan?
I finished Spider-Man.
Oh, he's finished Spider-Man. Wow.
I don't think I could have. We didn't beat up Insomniac, but the question was being asked, do they have it in them to shock us and to surprise us? And Dan, you were getting the live feed of me playing through the final quarter of this game. And the answer to that question is yes, they do have the ability to shock us.
You were on
the
ride there.
Oh, man. I think if you, not to call you a casual Spider-Man fan, but just to, like,
I'm probably closest to a casual out of us three.
Yeah. Like, I'm a bit more in the weeds with it because I have read some of the comics. Even if some of the comics I haven't read, I have a bit of an idea of things that have happened in Spider-Man's history and the mythology of him and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So there was stuff that I wouldn't have even expected them to cover in this game that they did. And they went places and I'm like, man, I can't believe we're going here, but I'm so here for it. I love the way they remix some of the history and things that have happened. I love the way that they take things that we expect to happen and then change it. It is fantastic. So Spider-Man 2.
I agree. I think it has to be in the game of the year. It's not going to win, should be in the final six. I think it should be.
It's far too easy just to dismiss it because it's another superhero property, but it's so much more than that.
It's the only issue it had was some of the bugs. Besides that, I couldn't fault it, really.
Yeah.
Couldn't fault it.
Just the way that it subverts expectations, the way it pulls your heartstrings, the way that it successfully manages to have you play as two different characters and make them feel different, even though their base moveset is the same, they still felt different.
They do.
In your head, at least. So,
did you end up seeing the fast travel in the end?
Yes. So I've done the fast travel a few times because I'm on the road to the platinum.
Isn't it crazy?
It is very crazy. Even just switching spiders.
Yeah.
Which is in some ways effectively the same thing. It's unreal how
even when you switch spiders, they do the little funny animations. You'll be eating a donut and there's heaps of them. And that's the sort of stuff that makes a good game great.
Yeah, 100%. And I just played through one of the side missions and I've been spoiled for what this side mission ends up being.
Mm.
And I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there. So all I know is that, like, it's the one with the flame.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the dude who we're chasing is the dude who I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that sounds really cool for where we might go next. I have a feeling it might not be exactly where we go next because if something that Brian Intihar said last week has anything to do with it, I'm like, maybe that's where he comes in.
What did he say? Daredevil?
About another potential spinoff for Venom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they asked him. He was pretty tight-lipped about it, but he said, you know, oh, yeah, that could be something that happens.
But this game, by the time the credits roll, you're really keen for the third game, like where the story's going. I am. Yeah.
I want it now.
I'm more keen now than I was after the first game. Would you say that's a safe?
Yeah, I think because it's the known combined with the unknown because we know from the end scene, we have an idea of where we're going, but it's the other half of where we're going. And we're talking in codes because we obviously don't want to spoil stuff.
We'll do a spoiler cast, Jordan. Because he's playing it too, Vike.
Yeah.
So not on holidays, but he was playing it. So hold off as much as you can, but we do recommend it, don't we?
To anyone. You don't even have
anyone,
to
spy. Yeah.
Anyone.
Literally, if there's not a single soul I couldn't recommend it to, unless you straight up said, I do not like Spider-Man, even then, I would say give it a go, mate. You might end up liking it.
Yeah.
After this,
I totally agree with you.
So yeah. that was actually some of these a moments, nice surprise.
Some of these game. Moments, yeah. Some of these moments, I'm like, no, they're not doing this, are they? They're not.
Mm.
It just goes to show. Yeah, I won't say anything. I'll say it before we do a spoiler cast, because anything I say will. Having said that, yeah, you were right last week. We nailed some of our predictions. Flat out nailed them.
Yeah. I'm going through older episodes and trying to piece together some of our predictions to see how we went. Yeah. But the what I've been playing this week, Jordan, I beat the Modern Warfare 3 campaign. Ooh. Now, a bit of controversy around this one. It's
a stinker.
Every man and their dog has said this is the worst campaign in COD history. You'll see a lot of YouTube videos like, it's trash, it's shit, it's the worst you've ever seen.
And they're right.
And well, I mean, it's not the best campaign. You know, it definitely is in the lower tiers. Don't get me wrong. It is very short. It is the shortest campaign in the history of Call of Duty, I believe. So, you know, it's got a few things going against it. But it isn't as bad as everyone's saying, in my opinion anyway. I mean, YouTubers and that's this sort of culture, when a game collectively is disappointing or bad, everyone piles on it, you know, and maybe it gets – sometimes games will get it unjust hate. Like I believe Callisto Protocol fell into that a little bit where everyone trashed on it. It's a bit like this one as well. I think – because of the expectations are a little higher for Call of Duty, it's also $70, not $60. The expectations are higher because Modern Warfare Reboot was a very good game, and then Modern Warfare 2 was slightly worse, and now this one's come out slightly worse again. You know, the trajectory is not great. When you compare it to the original trilogy, probably doesn't hold up as well. So there's things going against it, but I don't think it is as bad as people are saying. I still think it has strong characters. I still think it has decent writing of the characters, maybe not writing in the story, but the characters are written well and their arcs that they're going on. But when you talk about the gameplay and the mission design in this one, it is just not as good as the last few, that's for sure. It just feels rushed. It feels like Activision wanted them to get one out. And I honestly believe the team have done the best they can with the time they were given. I really think they were forced to put it out. Otherwise, it would have been longer, better, more cutscenes, this and that. I really think it's Activision coming down on them and forcing them. So it's more the hate should be directed more at Activision than it is the dev team or any of the guys involved. That's what I believe. Yeah. Because there was these rumors that this was going to be a DLC.
Yeah. And it's also not its own trophy list. It is a...
That's a big indicator, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Which sounds a bit silly, and to the people who aren't aware, usually when a game comes out, it gets its own trophy list. But when DLCs come out, they're a little drop-down thing, or you've got to go into the original game's trophies, which in this case is Modern Warfare 2, and then you can get to the MW3 trophies. Is that right, Dan?
Correct. On PS4, it has its own separate list. But PS5, for some reason, is a DLC to Modern Warfare 2. And that's a clear indication to me that it probably was supposed to be a DLC at one point. And then I think what they've done is the open world missions they've added on to make it its own game, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, the open world missions, I didn't mind them. I don't think they were pushing anything forward. I don't think they were doing anything too bad. They were just kind of there. And some of the main missions were fun, but they were just a little bit short. The whole thing, once I was done, you just kind of feel a little bit flat. It was never bad, like people are saying. I don't think it's bad. I just think it's just kind of disappointing. It's kind of, you know, it's just kind of another one.
Yeah. Do you think their disappointments may be clouding it a little bit and they're factoring that in?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, I put a poll up just a couple of hours ago on my YouTube, just to give you an indication of what the fans are thinking. What would you rate the game? 8 to 10, 6 to 7, 4 to 5, or 3 or lower? 70%, 3 or lower out of 10. So
you're not helping your case.
I'm not helping my case.
I was expecting you to say, like, you know, 70% said 6 to 7, which means, you know, it's not bad. No.
So the sentiment is it is bad. But this is what I'm saying. I just don't agree. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, at the end of it, you feel a little bit, ugh, but never playing through the missions was a chore, or, you know, there wasn't some fun to be had throughout some of the missions. I mean, there's a no Russian kind of mission. There's another cool ghost and soap mission. There's stuff in there to enjoy. A couple of cool new characters, you know, Makarov. I liked his interpretation, different sort of style than the original. But again, yeah, it's probably a little lackluster and just kind of, yeah, just another one.
Yeah.
You know, just another campaign. And
not in a good sense.
Not in a good sense, I guess. Yeah. So, and it is, there was some decision making done in the story that has pissed some people off. Like there's a major thing that happens that has pissed some people off.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it, but let me know what you guys think. If I had to give it a rating, I don't know. I can't really, because I haven't got the multiplayer and I haven't got the zombies. I haven't got the whole experience to give it a review. So let's wait.
Just
another
rate
week.
The campaign. Just rate the campaign. You're going to say 3, aren't you? You're going to say 3.
No. I would probably say a 6. I'd probably say a 6. At worst, a 5. But it's definitely not a 3. I don't think so. Anyway. Yeah. So that's my experience with that so far. And I'll play the multiplayer and all that. I enjoyed the multiplayer with you
a couple
of weeks ago.
Same.
Zombies, probably not going to be great.
Nah.
There's only one more game left, basically, this year, Jordan, and it's Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora. Hey?
I'm so excited.
You still going to buy it day one?
Oh, yeah. Day one.
Even after those rocky previews, we'll call it?
Yep. I'm there.
You're there? You know what? Another game we haven't talked about just before we go here, Metal Gear Solid. I haven't played it and I haven't heard many good things, really.
No, neither. I was interested, but now that I know that it's pretty much just the PS3 remasters again, I'm like, nah.
I agree. No, I'll just wait for the remake, I guess, at this point. Go from there. All right, Jordan, have a lovely week. What are you going to be playing?
I'll finish platinuming Spider-Man. I probably won't have time to get too much else before MW3 this weekend, doing some multiplayer again.
Yeah.
That should be good fun. Cool. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to play some multiplayer this week and the zombies.
Yeah, I think it should be good.
And then, yeah, a couple of weeks' time, we'll have Avatar to play. So I probably won't play too much until then. I'll maybe jump back in and get the platinum for Spider-Man. All right, guys, have a lovely week. Jordan, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
Take care and good night. Ta-ta.